Flora Lichtman is here now with our video pick of the week. Hi, Flora.
Hey, Ira.
What do you got for us this week?
This week we have a pretty cool cosmic event, I think. It's called Manhattanhenge. Yeah, I was just thinking we need some eerie music.
You mean like Stonehenge? Manhattanhenge?
Yes, its namesake is Stonehenge, although it doesn't have to do with the solstice, really. It was dubbed Manhattanhenge over a decade ago by the head of the Hayden Planetarium, who we know
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yes, exactly.
And what happens during the Manhattanhenge?
It is the day or the time during the year when the sunset lines up with the Manhattan street grid.
So you look down the street, you see the sun setting.
That's right. That's it. But it actually looks
very
really cool.
Oh, right, you have to see it. It's at sciencefriday.com. It's a video pick of the week. We have actually a time lapse. You did a very nice time of sun setting on, and you can see it in many streets or just in one street.
Any cross street that has a view of Jersey, you can see, because you need the horizon.
You need the horizon.
So that's a key thing. And we were on 42nd Street, which has a nice bridge going over, so we got a straight shot view.
But if you live in Washington, D.C., which has a grid system, or a lot of different towns, you have your own...
You might have your own henge.
You have your own henge.
Dr. Tyson intimates that this might be a New York phenomenon, but I can't tell if it's just because he's a New Yorker.
He's from the Bronx.
Exactly, right. So if there is a Wichita henge, it would be great
to
know.
We want to know about it.
Yeah,
yes,
like
if you have a henge, and you have a henge in your city, in other words, the sun is setting down a certain street, and you can see it set there.
And it's framed,
and
basically,
it's framed
by the buildings.
Send us a video of it.
Send us a video or a photo.
Yeah, and we'd love to know about it, and we'll put it on our Science Friday site.
Yeah, and you can actually you can buy a program that'll track the path of the sun, so you can figure this out. Simple planetarium programs let you do this.
And people come out to see this when you were out filming this, right?
It was unbelievable. I mean, there were like at least 50 people oohing and aahing. There was clapping. It was
in the middle of the street taking pictures of the sun setting over Jersey.
Yes. we shouldn't understand. It actually is cool looking.
It is good. It's great. Looking. It's beautiful. And you've done a great job with it.
Thanks, Sarah.
That's Flora Lichtman, our video producer. And the Manhattanhenge, as I say, it's at sciencefriday.com on a video pick of the week. If you have your own henge of your own city, we'd love to see it. Please send it to us. Our program is produced by Christopher Taliata and senior producer Ned Heist. Charles Berkowitz is our director, and Flora Lichtman is our producer for digital media. Laura Pelcher, our SciArts producer. Our intern is Eric Ortlip, and Manya is at the controls here in New York. We had help in Second Life from Lynn Cullins, Dave Andrews, Jeff Corbin, and University of Denver. Go to our website at sciencefriday.com and see the great video pick of the week, and send us your henge if you've got it and tell us how to get it. Also, we're podcasting and video podcasting. You go to iTunes and get video podcasts. Get the henge on it there, too, and it'll upload every week a new one like it does our podcast. Also, Twittering, at SciFry is our Twitter. Send us tweets. We're on there all week. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.